Hello friends, this session we are going to deal with chapter 3, that's climate. Let us check what are the key points that we are going to cover in this chapter. We are talking about the introduction, climate weather differences, factors which are affecting climate, then factors which are affecting the climate variations, climate and how is it related to tourism, and the climate advisory. Let us deal with this one by one. Introduction. Now, when we are talking about climate in general and how does it affect us? So, it has a great impact on people's everyday lives. Climate helps determine what people wear, eat and houses they live in. Now, suppose we are talking about climate of a particular place and it's extremely cold. So, obviously, we are going to wear certain clothes which are going to protect us with that harsh climate. Furthermore, the kind of food that we are going to eat depends upon the kind of resources that are available in that particular area. These resources which are available will be having a direct consequence on it with respect to climate. That is, if a climate is good for growing of crops, then that kind of crops will be available at that region and it will be a part of people's cuisine. Again, the houses they live in is how the construction of that particular buildings where people are living depends upon the kind of climate or kind of ecology or environment that we have in that region. So climate also affects population distribution as people choose to live in places with pleasant climate. Now we have seen that most of the people are concentrated in areas where climate is not very extreme. So suppose if we are talking about areas such as northern parts of Europe or which are further north towards North Pole, these are dense, these are sparsely populated. While the areas towards the equator or tropicals are more populated. The reason being the pleasant climate, that is there are not many extremities which are seen. So climate affects the population distribution. One of the example which is given here is older Americans choose to retire in Florida. Florida is having a weather which is pleasantly warm all year across. So most of the older populations are residing in Florida. Likewise, climate also has an importance in tourism industry in general, because basically when there are certain reasons why people might travel to a particular place because the climate of that place is very good. They would want to experience that climate. There are certain activities which are touristic activities which are directly or indirectly linked with the climate of a place. So, for example, if we are talking about skiing as an activity and someone wants to explore that, experience that, then that person will choose a destination which has snow covered mountains. So, that destination and the activity which is chosen has a role to play in it. So the tourism as in general is governed by climate also. Again, sometimes people travel so that they can escape harsh climate at their particular homeland. So it can be seen that Europeans might like to travel to countries which have pleasant warm climate in the months which are in their home country very harsh. That is, the climatic conditions are very harsh. So they want to escape that. So they might take vacation in that area. During that month. Similarly, in India, we might say most of the Indians travel during the month of May, which is scorching heat in which has scorching heat in India. So, climate affects the way people live or eat or where they go. Let's check. Climate has been identified as a key driver for tourism and an important destination attribute. So, climate has been identified as the key driver of tourism, okay, and climate is either the main tourism resource or it acts as a facilitator that makes tourism activities possible and enjoyable. So, when we are talking about the example which was given was skiing, similarly if we are talking about beachfront and the activities which are involved like the water sports activities that we see, So a particular region, a particular place which is known for its beachfront will be attracting the travelers. Furthermore, is the quality of the beach that will also attract it. So if the climate is very good for the tourist, it will be a very good destination of choice. So salubrious climatic region is always attraction for a tourist. Scenic landforms and water bodies also draw huge tourists. So when we are talking about certain natural attractions like snow-capped mountains, if I am living in a region like Mumbai, wherein I am seeing the beachfront but I do not see the snow-capped mountains, I might love to travel to European countries which has certain snow-capped mountains, or I might travel to North India to look at these mountains. So I will be attracted to these things. Sandy beaches and etc. So there are certain other things like the gardens. There are many places which are famous for its garden. The reason why the gardens are there more in this particular cities is because of the climate which is there. So certain tulip gardens or you know, gardens which have beautiful varieties of roses, all this are natural attractions which attract the tourist to that particular place. So climate has a huge role to play in for the formation of such natural resources. Now next is the climate and weather, the difference. Now ideally when we are using these words climate and weather, we use it anyways, but the climate as a word and weather as a word are two different things. Now when we are talking about climate, it is an average of weather and it is a long term thing. That is, climate is described of a particular place only after studying different weather conditions for at least a period of 30 years or even longer. So when I am talking about a climate of a place is hot, I am talking about the weather conditions over a period of 30 years. The data is recorded and it has been termed that yes, the climate of that particular region is hot. Whereas when we are talking about weather, it is the present condition. So if I am talking about today's weather is hot, it means that I am talking about today as such. So today I am feeling hot. So similarly, when we are talking about a destination or a city like Mumbai, I might say that Mumbai's weather in July is not very good because of the rains that we get in July, but the climate of Mumbai is pleasant. Alright, so we are talking about climate on a long term basis, whereas it is hot and humid, or the city as we are talking about, the climate being good overall or throughout the year. So this is the climatic conditions that we are talking about, and weather I might say today's weather. Alright, so it are the variations which come over a short period, and that is a day to day state. So that will be weather. So climate is the trends in weather patterns over an extended period of time. So if I want to know the climate of a place, I have to study weather of it for a long time, and that's how I can define the climate of that place. Climate data comes from weather data. Scientists keep day-to-day weather statistics for 30 years in order to draw conclusions about the local and regional climates. It is only when a location for 30 years shows a pattern, the weather pattern, that's when we are recording its climate. Now weather is what you get and climate is what you expect. So when we are talking about weather and climate, this is something that you can see. Now factors determining the climate of a place. Now there are many factors that are involved here. One of the main factor is the sun. Apart from that is the axial tilt, the rotational and revolutionary movement of the earth. So we understand that the earth has a tilt to its axis, and rotation is the movement of earth around its own axis, while revolution is something that that is the movement of earth around the sun. So this movements come up and influence the climatic zones or the different climates that we see on the planet earth. Now earth's axis is not straight but tilted. Hence one part of the earth is tilted towards the sun, the other is tilted away. Now this is most important, especially because it is responsible for the seasonal variations that we have. So if the earth was straight and if its axis was straight and it was rotating around its axis and revolution would have taken place, then there wouldn't be seasonal variations. For example, because of the tilt, there are times in a year wherein the sun rays are hitting each area more in the northern hemisphere as compared to the southern hemisphere, because the upper part of the earth is more tilted towards the sun rather than the lower part. So this results into different reasons. So when it is winter in northern hemisphere, it is summer in southern hemisphere and vice versa. So this is what happens, and that's how we have the seasonal variations, and they are opposite with respect to northern and southern hemisphere. This is a diagram which will depict it. Now if we see, this is the sun here, this is the path of earth around the sun. All right, here is the time which is in June. It is around 20 to 22nd of June. It is known as the solstice or June solstice. We can clearly see the tilt of earth and it is nearer to sun. So here the northern hemisphere will have summer, while the southern hemisphere, which is away, facing away from the earth, will have winter. Right on the opposite side, this is around December, we have winter in northern hemisphere, and in southern hemisphere we have summer. So this is the relationship, and it happens mostly because of the axial tilt that the earth shows. Geographers divide the earth into two hemispheres. The word hemisphere itself means half of the sphere. So when we are talking about division of earth into two halves, we are talking about equator. So equator is an imaginary line which halves the earth, the northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere. The part above the equator is known as the northern hemisphere, while the part below the equator is known as southern hemisphere. And it is considered to be at 0 degree latitude. This degree or the angle which is formed with respect to center of earth. Now in order to identify locations on map or in globe, we have geographers have created a system of imaginary lines which they call as latitudes, which are running from east west, that is equator being one of it, and longitudes which are running north and south. So there are horizontal lines and vertical lines, and these lines are measured in degrees. Now this is a picture which will depict, if we talk about the latitudes, this is the equator which is giving us exact halves of the earth. This will be termed as the northern hemisphere, this is as the southern hemisphere. In order to denote the different latitudes, we have the letter S and we have letter N to denote that it is the upper latitude, and this one is the lower or southern latitude. We have Tropic of Cancer, which passes 23.5 degree north, and Tropic of Capricorn, which passes 23.5 degree south. The zone here is the one which is known as tropical. Now we have one more Arctic Circle, which is the line which is at 66.5 degree north, and Antarctic Circle at 66.5 degree south. At 90 degree we have the north and south pole. We have here the gradients wherein we see this is the latitude equator, and we have the prime meridian which passes through Greenwich Village, England, which is taken as a reference for longitudes. Let us check further. Now as earth is exposed to sunlight, the sun passes directly overhead the equator and up to 23 degrees of latitude north and south of equator at least once a year. Now we are talking about the axial tilt of the earth. So if this is the sun and this is the earth, we are talking about sun rays directly hitting the earth. They hit the equator and the tropical zone, that is the zone between the Tropic of Cancer and Tropic of Capricorn. So we are talking about a tropical zone wherein it is the Tropic of Cancer which will at least have one day in the year when the sun is directly overhead of that particular latitude, and similarly one day when the sun will be directly overhead or Tropic of Capricorn. So the lines where the sun goes overhead on one day are known as tropic lines. So Tropic of Cancer and Capricorn. The line Yes, that's Cancer and Capricorn trophics. Now, this is the diagram which will tell us with respect to the axial tilt and the sun. We have this line as equator and this line as the tropic. So, the upper part of the earth, that is beyond the tropics, the sun does not hit overhead, that is it does not hit directly, it makes an acute angle, so the sun rays are dispersed. So this is the part between wherein the sun will be overhead once and sun will be overhead once. And these are the dates which are there, the summer solstice, June 22nd to 20 to 22nd, and this is the winter solstice, December 21 to 22nd. So here are the dates wherein the earth is fully tilted towards the sun. So that's 23.5 degree north and this is 23.5 degree south. So what happens is the sun rays are moving in this particular zone called as known as the tropical zone. Let us check what are the lines of longitudes. Now they are perpendicular lines to latitude and they all pass through poles. Now by international agreement we are saying that the meridian line which is passing through Greenwich, England is taken as the reference line and it is considered to be 0 degree longitudes. So the earth is divided equally into 360 degrees of longitudes. There are 180 degrees of longitude on east and 180 on west of the prime meridian. Now suppose if we are talking about a sphere is ideally 360 degrees. If we want to take equal parts, make equal parts of this particular sphere, the ideal is with respect to the prime meridian, which is considered to be the middle, we can divide 180 degrees on one side and 180 degree of two side, and the entire halves will be of 360 degrees. So, that is how we can divide the earth equally. Let us check this diagram here wherein we are shown the longitudes. Now, since these are 360 degrees, that is 180 and 180, the distance between each of the longitudes is of 15. So, if we consider the 0 degree longitude as the prime meridian, we have at the interval, each longitude at an interval of 15 degrees. So it is actually making 24 time zones or 24 zones of 15 degree each. So ideally the longitudes which are on this side of prime meridian are considered to be positive and they are denoted by letter E, whereas on the other side, that is towards the western hemisphere or western side, they are denoted by W and they are considered to be negative with respect to the prime meridian. Now if you can see, ideally the distance between the latitude the longitudes near the equator is different than the distance in between the longitudes nearer to the pole, both the north and the south pole. However, in case of latitudes, the distance between each degree remains constant. So when we are talking about equator, when we are talking about Tropic of Cancer, Capricorn, each of them are equidistant from one another. But longitudes, as we see, is not the case. So lines of longitudes are farthest apart at the equator and they converge at the poles. So the distance varies, and what is the varying difference is given here. It is the widest, the distance between two longitudes will be widest at the equator, which is 69.172 miles at 40 degree above, that is at the curvature above, that is if we move ahead from equator, it is around 53 miles and at the poles it is 0 miles. So what is happening is, because of the curvature of earth, when we are talking about longitudes, okay, maximum distance is at the equator and minimum distance is at the pole. So it seems that the longitudes are converging at the pole. Now latitude is probably the single most important determining factor in climate. Now when we are talking about the factors which affect the climate, the position of a particular point on earth will influence, that is the climate will be influencing that. For example, a point which is located at equator will have a different latitude, whereas a point located nearer to poles will have a different latitude. And the climate conditions will be different. Why? Because they determine the amount of solar energy which is reaching that particular region. So if a point A is located near the equator, it is continuously getting sun rays, whereas a point located near to the poles are not getting it constantly. So there will be climatic changes or temperature changes. So the three lines which play a major role in the factors which affect the climate are the equator, both the tropics, that is Tropic of Cancer and Capricorn, and with respect to sun, that is these three lines, the earth and the sun play a major role when it comes to deciding different climatic zones. Now when the area is closer to the sun, the days are longer and the sun rays are stronger. The heat, this heats the climate. So when we are talking about the inclination of the earth, if we are talking about the curvature of the earth and its inclination, we can clearly see a point at the equator will be more closer to the sun than a point at the pole. So the rays which travel to the earth and hit the surface of the hit the surface of the earth are going to take less time to travel. So when they become more concentrated, and the heating of the place at equator is more. As in the case when we are talking about near to the poles, because of the curvature, what happens is the sun rays take more time comparatively to hit the surface of the earth. Furthermore, the area which is covered by sun rays will be more, that is the heat will be diffused or dispersed. So this also affects the climate. So let us check further what happens with respect to latitude. At lower latitudes, that we are talking about the near to equators, these are known as tropics. These are the locations which are closer to equator, exist in nearly constant state of summer. Why? Because throughout the year they remain constantly facing the sun, that is sun is hitting them directly. So the days are longer, they are warmer, and over the period of time, that is over the year, the same constant amount of heat is reached. Now higher latitudes, that is if we go nearer to poles, they have cold and polar climate. The reason behind this is the angle at which the sun rays hits, and the variation because of the axial tilt at each different time of the year, that is year around, it variates. The sun and the angle variates by which it is hitting the earth surface in at that particular latitude. The mid latitudes, that is the latitudes which are in between the poles and the tropics, have a very different distinctive climates. So these are the mid-latitude climate that we see. Now due to Earth's curvature, tilt and revolution, the angle at which the sun rays hit the Earth's surface changes. Like I said earlier, at the equator, the sun rays are striking the Earth at right angle. So since it is the curvature of the earth and the sun, the rays that travel to earth are concentrated and they are hitting the earth at right angle. The less heat is lost to atmosphere as rays travel shorter distance. So it again hits up the atmosphere. While at the poles, the sun rays are striking at an acute angle and hence it is dispersed, that is diffused and dispersed over a large area. Let us check it with the help of a diagram. Now this is the curvature of the earth. These are the vertical rays which are hitting. If you see the area, okay, this is concentrated area in small parts. So this is Tropic of Capricorn, Tropic of Cancer. This is the tropical region wherein sun rays are always concentrated throughout the year. However, if we see the sun rays which are here hitting beyond tropical zones, they are dispersed on a larger area. This is because of the curvature of earth that we see and the angle or the tilt of the axis. So here the heat which is there is not as concentrated as compared to the heat received at the equator. Furthermore, if we see the range of distance that the sun rays have to travel, this is more distance, extra distance that sun rays need to travel than this. This is also because of the curvature of the sun. Now, the zone between the two tropics, tropical zone, this area has deserts as well as rainforest. Now, the deserts and the rainforest of the world are concentrated in the tropical zone. Further ahead, two bands like zones, both north and south of tropics, are known as the subtropical zones. Now, ideally, this is the kind of climate that is seen. Summers are warm, winters are mild. So, these are the subtropical zones if we go further ahead to tropics. There are two bands further to north and south of subtropics, which are known as temperate zones. Now, here the summers are definitely warm, but winters can be extreme. So, these are the freezing temperatures. So, we have the tropics near to the equator, then we have the subtropics, and then we have the temperate zones. And further ahead are the polar regions. So, this is a small diagram which can tell you. So, tropics having both rainy and deserts, however, only rainy is labeled here. Subtropics, temperate and polar. Now, let's check the Arctic and the Antarctic Circle that we have. The Arctic Circle is located in north of the Tropic of Cancer, and the degrees that it is located is at 66.5 degrees. And at the southern hemisphere, it is the Antarctic Circle. Arctic Circle includes the North Pole, and Antarctic Circle includes the South Pole. Both of them have at least one summer day when the sun never sets and one winter day when sun never rises. Now, these are the days when the axis is tilted to the extreme. That is, it's the extreme position that the earth can go. So, when we are talking about say summer solstice or June solstice, it is the northern hemisphere which is tilted to the extreme, that it is most tilted towards the sun. So, we will have at that point North Pole which will have a day, that is the sun never sets, and exactly opposite thing happens at the southern hemisphere. So, at poles, the number of days without sunset and days without sunrise is maximum. So, this happens because of the sun rays in some of the regions wherein the sun rays do not reach. So, we have no sunsets or no sunrises for maximum time. This is a diagram which tells you the dates around June 22nd or 20th to 22nd, which has summer solstice, June solstice, wherein this is the extreme position that the axis of the earth allows. Here, if we see the North Pole, it will be continuously facing the sun. So, it seems that the sun is always there in the sky, that is no sunset. At the same time, in southern hemisphere, we have no sunrise. It is exactly opposite during December when the earth's axis is tilted away, that is the northern hemisphere is away from the sun. That was with respect to latitudes. Now, let us check how longitudes play an role in climate. Ideally, when we are talking about longitudes, a place at a particular longitude will have equal amount of heat from the sun. So, it is continuously spinning. Since the earth is continuously spinning, each and every place on the longitudes will get same amount of heat. So, the strength and the sunlight which is received will be similar. However, there can be certain differences in climate with respect to a city or a region in that particular longitude, but this is not because of the longitude itself, but other variations. So, what are these variations? It can be factors like weather patterns. So, suppose if I am talking about a longitude wherein we have India and we have Russia, all right. Suppose we have India or some other country which is above India, wherein two points which are sharing the same longitudes might show different climate. This might be because they are located at two different latitudes. Furthermore, there are wind patterns, or there are other patterns which are making sure that there is a warm current or there is a cold current going to that particular city. So, the main thing why longitude is useful is to determine the time of that particular city. So that is the time zones. So longitudes form time zones. So if I want to calculate the time, it is longitudes that will help me to do so, while the climate will be decided by latitudes.